Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello and welcome. Welcome to an hour of mind power. This is Donna Sebo, and we are wanting to reach our guest, and for some reason, he has not been available at the phone, so we are moving forward and waiting for him to call into the studio. But I wanted to start off the show today with a thought that I came across, and I said, this is really, really good. Are you like me? Do you walk around and you go, oh, can you believe it's this time of the year? How did it end up being so close to March already? I just remember New Year's Eve. Do you go through something like this? Boy, I do. And I am just consistently amazed at how things just seem to be speeding up. Well, the reality of life is you have just as many minutes in an hour and just as many hours in a day as we ever have. But I think where there is a positioning, sort of like a mind shift that occurs. And of course, if you're busy and if, let's say, you're in the retail business where you have to plan a whole year ahead for your products and services, which just boggles my mind, and or you're like me, you may have to plan a month or two ahead. Sometimes it's three or four. It just seems like it gives a momentum to things moving along much more quickly when in reality there is this sameness that is there. Well, I came across something that Henry Van Dyke wrote, and I thought, this is really fascinating. And this is what it said. Time is too slow for those who wait, too swift for those who fear, too long for those who grieve, too short for those who rejoice, but for those who love, time is eternity. Isn't that lovely? And I thought, all of that is true. So I wanted to start off the show today sharing that with you. We're waiting for a call from Stephen Hanna, who is a massage therapist. And we're going to be talking with him about how massage can really create wellness in the body. It's an amazing subject. It really, really is. And I have to tell you, in today's world, there's just so much of that happening. Well, I want to share a story with you that is really, it really is a heart toucher. And it's about a woman that, well, she's diabetic. She has gone through a kidney transplant. And you know what? She was going to have another one. And this is something that when you hear about stories like this, and you look at what people experience and what they go through, every morning I have material that crosses my desk, and I just say, I have so much to be grateful for. I read about people's lives and their experiences, and the ones that they've loved, the ones that have survived certain things, others that haven't, that spurred them to different actions, motivations, developing organizations, building new businesses. It's just absolutely amazing. Well, Emily Dickinson once said, hope is the thing with feathers that perches in the soul. And that's something we all need to remember that is very vital. I remember a person telling me once, hope is something that is a waste of time. Now, of course, this was a very intellectual individual. They were very linear in their thinking. To them, hope was just something whimsical that only children participate in. Well, stop and think about it. We're all children at heart, aren't we? If you don't have hope, if you look at life with just a black and white perspective, it's going to get pretty dreary. I prefer Technicolor myself. Now, Maria Flannery is the lady's name, and she had gone through some tests, and of course, having had diabetes, and she just knew that there were going to have complications with this. This is what she was bombarded with over and over again, which is something we have to pay attention to. There are certain aspects regarding health and wellness we need to pay attention to. And we typically know if we don't mind the body chemistry well, we're going to have some repercussions. She's 25 years old, and she said, I cannot focus on my life ending now. I can't. The reason being for this attitude is that she had been told she wasn't going to make it unless she had a kidney replacement. Well, she had a fiancé, and she went to him after she'd gotten this verdict by a physician that she was going to have a surgery. And she said to her fiancé, and this took a lot of courage, even if I live, it will be dangerous for me to have children. Can you imagine what that would be like for someone to have the courage to say that to a human being, another human being that says, I want to marry you. I want you to be my wife. Can you imagine what that would be like? Well, he's quite a guy. His name is Bill. He shook his head. And his response to her was, you're the one I love. I'm sticking by you. However, shortly after they got married, her health went into a nosedive. Her kidneys were not functioning. She was retaining a lot of liquid, and of course, that creates a real havoc with the entire body. And the doctor told her that it was time for her to have a transplant. Well, it's just, you can't go into a 7-Eleven and get one, thank you very much. Transplants, there are thousands, tens of thousands of people that are on lists waiting for them, and of course, they have to match. You have to have a compatibility patterning for the kidney to be transplanted. And by golly, it was amazing to her when she was a little girl because they did a transplant for her at that time when she was little, and her father was able to donate a kidney. They were compatible, so when she was little, this had happened to her. However, she's no longer little. Her dad isn't able to donate another kidney. Obviously, he's only got one left. And she said, my goodness, not only is my doctor wanting a kidney transplant, he wants a pancreas transplant. With that patterning done, her diabetes would be cured, and it would also, having the transplant for the pancreas, reduce the strain on the kidney. There was a very intense realization that came to Maria, and that is, for her to get a transplant, someone would have to die. Pretty powerful thing, don't you think? For her to live, someone has to die. Also, removing organs from a person's body is very, very delicate. The pancreas especially is very delicate. And she said, I'm already on the waiting list. This is a double whammy. I just don't know. Well, the news came where a pancreas was available. However, it was damaged when they were retrieving it. She had to stay on the list for organ transplants. This happened to her not just once, but three times. Her husband, Bill, knew every time he took her to dialysis that her body was getting weaker and weaker and weaker. Well, there was a site called Kidney for Maria that was developed, and Maria's story was forwarded out to, I don't know how many thousands of people. And it was all done via email. It was done on Facebook, on Twitter. A lot of people, when they got the message, pushed the message forward with their own email lists. And last fall, she got her transplant. Her words were to her husband, for all of the waiting, every day she didn't know whether she was going to make it or not, she said, I choose hope. I choose hope. So did her husband. The day came. There was a donor. Both a kidney and a pancreas. Surgery was done. Everything in her body changed. She's no longer diabetic. She said, I'm able to be somewhat a normal person. And she's hoping one day that she can meet the donor's family. And she said, I want people to know that donating organs is very, very important. And you can donate organs at donatelife.net. She said, there's no words to thank someone for giving the gift of life. So I'm living the best life I can for my donor and me. And I want everyone to know that if you get discouraged, hope is closer than it appears. I think Maria's story is a very poignant one. There are so many good people in this world. And there are so many options for us that sometimes what we have to do is reach out to let people know we have a need. That's very important. And that is something that I feel that you can do in your life in your own way. You never know when someone's going to need some help or when someone is going to ask a question and maybe you have an answer that they would never have thought of. Be aware that every single one of you is significant. You can make a difference in life just by being the completeness of who you are. I really mean that. We're not going to become movie stars or gigantic publicity hounds. Most of us are going around our lives just taking care of our families, doing what needs to be done, taking care of paying bills and working hard. That's something that rewards us, that fulfills us. Some of us are going through some very difficult financial times. Maybe we have people in our family that are very ill. All kinds of things go on. But I think Maria's story is very poignant. You don't give up hope. You don't give up hope. And you have a support team around you that is going to give to you perhaps some opportunity, resolution to the challenges that you're facing that you may never have thought of. Do you know, they have found in research one of the best ways to start a day is with a hug. Well, let's say you're a single person. You say, who am I going to hug? Well, do you have a pet? Hug your pet. Hug yourself. Yes. Give yourself a great big hug and say, I love you. It's very important because you're very, very special. Also, you may want to do the very thing that was discussed with Maria. You want to keep people informed. You want to let them know how you're doing. Don't cut yourself off. With technology, we can keep in touch with so many people. But you know what I like even better is the telephone. I'll tell you why. Because through your voice, you're able to reach so many people. I really enjoy talking with someone. And I realize through the wonder of technology, I can speak with anyone and anywhere in the world. We've got Skype. We have so many things. But there's the magic of the human voice. I can tell you it is something that is so phenomenal. Don't forget, that is a touching, and it's a transfer of energy that is so powerful, it can make someone's day. And also, think about this. Someone came up with this concept, and I thought, this is really fabulous. A hope token. A hope token. Now, use your imagination. You may find something that is a symbol to you that you can pass along to others. Let me share with you what happened to me after one of my beloved Scotties died. There was an organization, I don't have any idea how they found out about the death of my beloved Scotty, Howie, but they did. And I got in the mail a beautiful little doggy pen with an angel halo above it. That meant so much to me. And I wear it, even today. I will wear that little pin. And you know what? It touches other people's lives. And they said, it was a beautiful poem they sent along with it. I don't recall it at the moment. But there's space to love another one as you have loved this one. And we know that he's crossed the rainbow bridge. And it was something, yes, it was sent out automatically. Again, I don't know how I got on their list. But the point was that even to this day, that token, that beautiful little doggy angel pin, touches my spirit. And it touches the spirit of everybody that sees it. It's a powerful, powerful thing. So why not set up a project for yourself where you can maybe make up a business card with a saying or something that you can leave for someone wherever you go? Think of the little boy that started the pass it on. If someone does good for you, and his name is escaping me right now, you pass on a card with a little statement that you were glad to be of service, pass that service on to someone else. That was said to me by a very good friend many years ago when I said, I have no way of paying you for your kindness and for your generosity. And he said, don't worry, you just pass it on. The day will come when someone is going to need what I have shared with you. You owe me nothing. Just pass it on. Hope. Don't ever, ever give up on it. Because there is a reality to life that makes life very, very rich. Well, I haven't been able to reach Stephen Hanna, and I don't know what has happened there, so we're going to move right along. And we are going to open the microphone. Yes, the microphone is already open, but the telephone lines, the 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. And we will just take it from there. Have you ever had a curiosity about animal totems? Well, I have had the good fortune of having a conversation with a friend, someone who hadn't crossed my path for 10 years, who's a Native American. And just last week, we were having this fascinating conversation about animal totems. And of course, in the Native American culture, they are extremely powerful. The reason that in the Native American culture it is such a dynamic for them is because they typically lived very close to the earth, and they felt that everything about them had a soul, whether it was the grass they walked on, the trees, mountains. It didn't make any difference. It was their time, their place, and their space. Well, we were discussing the buffalo, and he was talking about how the buffalo, as an animal totem, in the Indian culture, was extremely powerful. And he said the reason that the buffalo is such an extremely powerful animal totem is because in the Indian culture, they used every single part of the animal. And he said the buffalo supplied them with the means to survive. Without the buffalo, for a lot of Native Americans, they really would not have been able to withstand the harsh winters and the various experiences that living on the land brings. And so we discussed that. Well, there's a lovely woman by the name of Dawn Brunke that has been a guest on my show, and she really became interested in animal totems. And she suggested that if someone wanted to know about what their totem was, and your totems can change, that there was a meditation that you can do for that. And that's what I thought I would discuss with you, because I think that it is fascinating to look into the arenas of different cultures' perspectives. And I think all of us are very comfortable with animal totems. I know kids are. They love it. And someone brought up a comment about the movie The Golden Compass. You remember that? Oh, I love that movie. Of course, I think the animation they did and everything else in it was just absolutely mind-boggling. But it was an incredibly creative application of the animal totem. Every single child, every person actually, had their animal totem. And they had a plethora above them, associated with all these different people. And, of course, there were those that didn't have the totems because they wanted to destroy that application. So when the, and it's a very metaphysical story. You could, if you have not seen the movie, The Golden Compass, you really should, because it is a powerfully, powerfully designed story that brings across a lot of information. And, of course, there's a special magic with the animal totems. And the animal totems are with the individuals that have them as their companions, and they go everywhere they go. They're their friends and their assistants, if you will. So Don had a wonderful recommendation for a meditation, and I thought I would share it with you because now that we're sort of going into spring, we see nature all around us very much alive and very much animated with the growth coming up through the earth, the development of blossoms, the activity of the birds, the beginning of the buds of new leaves on trees. All of this, if you just walk outside, you will see a vitality that's beginning to exude itself. Mother Nature has a way of saying, it's time to come out of the sleepy time. So this is a wonderful, wonderful meditation to go through. And this is what she recommends. Of course, always when you're wanting to do a meditation, it's nice if you can have a quiet area, but I'll guarantee you, you can do a meditation anywhere. You could do a meditation in the middle of a crowded transit bus, and no one needs to know about it. Just close your eyes and go into that quiet space within yourself. But you do want to be comfortable. And she recommends you take some deep breaths and relax your body if you are in a position where you can be by yourself. And she said, you want to very easily and gently, inside yourself, just go into a place that seems to call you. She said sometimes for her it's a meadow, it might be a river, it might be a little cave somewhere, whatever. It might be the top of a mountain. Whatever is your place. She said it should be a place in nature that really suits you. And she said you'll know the right place because your power animal will help you select it. That's right. It will help you to select it. You don't need to visualize anything. Everything that you need is going to come to you, Don says. Now, the important thing is when you're in this place, you need to take a look around you. What do you see? Can you feel the earth beneath you? Can you feel the air on your face? What do you hear? What's your sense of the environment that you're in? And you become very present with that environment. And then you need to express your desire to wish your power, to meet your power animal. Now, what you do, you have to focus intention with feeling and thought. You don't try to make it happen, but you focus your intention and you ask the question, who is my power or what is my power animal? And that you want to find that out, and you want to learn as much as you can. Now, you also, Don said, while you're in this meditation, want to request to meet your main power animal or power animal that can help you with a specific issue. That's another application many of us wouldn't think of. It's important to convey your desire not only with your thoughts, but also with your feeling. Now, some animals will come in all on their own. And some will be very small, some will be large. You might even have a bug come in. All of it is valid. You don't add anything to what you're seeing, and you don't take anything away from it. And you allow the story to unfold. You take your time. Watch what happens, and you listen. Are you being talked to? Is there a story, a message to share? What's going on? Pay attention. And whatever you do, don't put yourself down for anything that's experienced because you want to write it down and you want it to stay with you. And so you want to be sure that you make the statement to yourself that you are going to remember the experience. When you're finished with it and when you come out of your meditation, you want to write down what you've gone through. That's right. You want to note the animal the creature, whatever it may have been, that comes into your space, was it an animal in real life? Was it a composite of an animal like a unicorn? What were you most touched by with this experience? And how does the message of your totem animal fill your life? Now, writing about it is good, but don't hesitate to draw out what you see, too. Now, I'll tell you, because of my own personal experience of working with the skill development of mind, that when you are writing or when you are drawing your experience, you are going to find that there is an activation that goes on in the brain that is amazing. And it's a mind, body, spirit, soul connection. It's absolutely incredible. And you might get little segments, and you might get a very long, drawn-out story. Honor all of it. What you get may help you, not only the day of the experience, but maybe later on, because it's embedded in your psyche, in your memory storage unit, if you will. And it will pop out and remind you of something that perhaps you need to be aware of. But I wanted to share that with you because of the conversations that I've been having recently with Native Americans, and I do think that the animal meditation is a very powerful one, because I did not know years ago, when I would hear people talking about the totem animals, that they could change on you. I thought, gee whiz, you got one and it stayed with you for your entire life, but that's not necessarily the case. The totems can change because you change. Your life changes. And that's just the way it is. Donna Sebo here. We've not been able to reach my guest, Stephen Hanna. So we are opening up the phone lines, 888-627-6008. I'd love to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. And for those of you in the Pacific Northwest, we have a phenomenal event coming up. It's the Pacific Northwest Women's Show. I'm going to be participating. It's March 1, 2, 3. That's right, right at the beginning of the month. It is going to be incredible. And I invite you to come and join me, along with thousands of other women who are going to be there having their girls' weekend. Maybe you can only take a day to get away. Maybe you can take all three and make it a weekend for play, fun, exploration. I'm in booth number 405. I am going to be doing many consultations, and I'm going to have oodles and oodles of books and CDs, all kinds of things available for you to check out and see if this is something you want to take home with you. I will also be presenting a women's forum on Friday, March the 1st, and I'm going to be featuring six speakers, and those speakers are going to be able to share with you all kinds of things, and we've got everything from celeb dogs that's going to be there to fashion, fashionistas. Oh, I mean, we've got all kinds of good things. Historians, wonderful things. So join me at the Girl Talk stage Friday afternoon between 1 and 4. I said 1 and 3. It's 1 to 4. I'm looking forward to meeting you. We are going to take a break for just a moment. And when we come back, if you want to chat with me, give me a buzz at 888-627-6008. We're going to be right back.
Have you ever had a friend tell you about a product they really believed in? Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Toprosin is a homeopathic cream that is just fabulous. I use it and my friends use it for relief of painful discomfort such as aching muscles and sore feet. Odorless, non-greasy, it is a product that belongs in everyone's medicine cabinet and first aid kit. Check out www.toprosin.com. That's T-O-P-R-I-C-I-N. And find out more information. You can order Toprosin online or call 800-959-1007. That's 800-959-1007. Be sure to give them the code DS30 and you'll receive a 30% discount. Toprosin, non-toxic, safe for children too. This is a product that really works. Try it. I think you'll like it.
Do you have children between the ages of 3 to 10? Do you love children's books and collect them?
then you'll want to know about God's Kiss, the award-winning illustrated children's book that has been enjoyed by families around the world. 15 beautiful illustrations by Pacific Northwest artist Ed Gedrose accompany this lovely story about a little boy named Johnny that will capture your heart and mind in a very special way. Multicultural and non-denominational in content, it will become a family favorite that you and your children will want to read again and again. This book is available by itself through Amazon, or if you contact me, Donna Sebo, directly, you can get a personalized signed copy. There is also a talking book. You can order the talking book CD by contacting me via email, donna@delphiinternational.com, or by calling 253-582-5604. You can also visit my website, delphiinternational.com, to see more details. God's Kiss is a family classic that belongs in everyone's library. Get your copy now.
Hi, this is Donna. Have you ever had a car? Oh, by the way, call in if you'd like to chat with me, 888-627-6008. Have you ever had car problems? Boy, that's a stupid question, isn't it? Who doesn't? If you have an automobile, you're almost guaranteed to have them. And what brought this to my mind, this information that I'm going to be sharing with you, is that my husband, actually, yesterday, had a problem. His car just died. Well, I go over. Fortunately, he wasn't too far from home, and I was able to hop in my car and go on over, and I had the cables in hand because we thought, gee whiz, maybe it's his battery. Well, it wasn't his battery. So after we had him towed to the repair shop that we work with and have worked with for a number of years, he's told, well, it's not your battery. Your battery's fine. We think it's the alternator. Da-da-da-da-da-da. And they went on down the line. You've all been through this script before. You know it's what happens. And you go, wow, I wonder if I could have done anything different. Well, believe it or not, the reality was that this was a unit that was defective and it's under warranty because this particular part that they were talking about had been replaced less than a year ago. So they said, well, we're going to do some other checking and we'll let you know what the damage report is going to be. But I came across some information that I thought was really pretty interesting, especially when it comes to maintaining an automobile. And I have an old Cadillac Classic that I just absolutely love, and she is just a trooper, but I still have to maintain her. I still have to make sure that things are taken care of. Well, if you have an older model car, I learned something that I was not aware of, and that is that synthetic oil is superior to blends when it comes to protecting the engine from extreme temperatures. Now, once your car hits 70,000 to 75,000 miles, you need to switch to a higher viscosity oil. Now, apparently, there is an oil, Tinzol High Mileage Vehicle Motor Oil, then it's not inexpensive. It's $35 on Amazon. But the thicker grade of oil coats and cushions the car's valve. Now, this is especially important for the older vehicles. Also, something you need to be aware of is the ethanol that is being added to gasoline actually damages parts in a car. I have had more than one mechanic tell me this. They said, this is something people don't know about. And there is a solution that you can add to your gas tank. Just go to any supply shop of automobile materials, and you will find they will tell you, add this to your gas tank, and the ethanol will not eat up the interior parts of the engine. And I'm telling you, this is not a joke, because I've had more than one mechanic tell me this. Also, little things, two-minute tune-ups, they might be called. Barbara Terry has this, and she said, understand something about your ignition switch. If you have a heavy keychain, how many of you have 1,001 keys and all kinds of little doodads on your keychain? Women are especially notorious for this. Well, every time you put in a heavy keychain, that puts wear and tear on your ignition, and it'll save you. If you remember that, it can save you $150 or more in replacing that ignition switch. That's the truth, too. Also, before you start your car, or after you start your car, count to 10 before you drive. 30 seconds is about all the time you need to warm it up if it's cold. outside, bitter cold, which many of you in different parts of the country are experiencing right now, you need to let your car idle for about 2 minutes. And for fuel-efficient models, which is really the big thing right now, that's very, very important. Smaller engines are more vulnerable to heat damage if they don't warm up gradually. Also, they say that, you know, there's often a habit that people will develop thinking they're saving gas if they switch from switching their automatic transmission to neutral when you're in a stop-and-go traffic situation. They think it saves gas. But in the studies that they've done, they say, no, that doesn't work. Switching gears too often can actually wear your gears out. So just keep the car in drive. It's not going to make any difference with the gasoline mileage. And tires. You must pay attention to your tires. I have had a couple of experiences through the years, not fun, where a tire developed a huge bubble because the tire was defective, and I was lucky it didn't have an explosion and blow out on the road. But I had another situation, brand new tire, that did exactly that. And fortunately, I was able to get to the side of the road, but when it happened, when the tire was beginning to blow, people were driving by me and saying, your tire, and I was in bumper-to-bumper traffic. I couldn't even get over to the sideline. So I was fortunate because at the time that it blew, it was a couple of minutes driving over to the side of the road. I was able to get past some vehicles and move over, but it did damage the rim because I had to drive on that deflating tire, and it takes less than a minute for that tire to deflate, especially when you're in traffic. Also, get your tires rotated. Every time you go in for an oil change, they should do that. They'll wear more evenly and last longer. And they need to be balanced on an alignment machine. It'll save your treads, also your suspension system in your car. And you, when you have a paint job on your car, naturally we love clean cars, and dirt is your enemy. We have sap from trees that drop down on our vehicle. And you can go in, again, to your automobile supply store, and they'll talk to you about sealants that once you really get your car clean, that you can put on your vehicle to keep it from getting the wear and tear on the paint jobs. So just remember, there's a lot of things that you can do with your car. Little things, just remember. Filters, things like that, little tiny items, they make the difference, and your car will last you for a long, long time. Donna Sebo here. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. Well, next week we've got a wonderful lineup of guests. We're going to be talking with Atira Stevens, and her book is titled Don't Touch Me. This is the woman's personal story about family situations and experiences that she went through and how she grew up and grew out of them. High tide on Main Street, weather change, warming of the planet. How are we being affected by all of this? Well, we're going to be talking with a gentleman, John Englander, that's going to give us those details. Your ultimate life plan, have you ever given very much thought to that? Most of us don't really tend to do very much of that until we start getting in middle age. But Jennifer Howard has some very good thoughts about this. Conscious Eating. Oh, I love this book. This is such a delightful book. Jim Ewing is going to be giving us tips about what we can do with life so that we have a sustainability in our own environment relative to food, etc. And Jim has had an association with Sinhorn. He's just got some wonderful stories to share. And then disease symbology. Michael Schwartz is a repeat guest. This book is really interesting because it talks about the mind-body-spirit connection, and we'll be giving you specific things that I think in the way of information, and that's going to be quite informative, but it is a great tool to use. So we've got a great lineup of guests, and tell your friends, and I welcome you to join us for those inside tips on what you need to do for yourself. Now, switching to another subject, which is very, very important. Reports are coming out that loans on mortgages are starting to go up. And if you're an individual that's looking at doing refinancing, this, of course, is very important. And you don't need to be frightened because I don't think it's going to be going up 10 points. But I do remember a time when interest rate was 18 to 20%. That's right. Can you imagine that? Builders couldn't sell their homes. Work wasn't available. Here in Seattle, there were billboard signs that had been put up saying, turn off the lights when you leave Seattle. Things were so bad. The economy was really, really bad. So we've been through these economic downturns in the Pacific Northwest more than once. But there's some interesting information regarding credit scores, and it's important that these are things that are looked at, and most of us, we get so busy, we don't think of looking at our credit reports. I'm telling you, I'm guilty of that myself. So if you have a high credit score, you're obviously going to get a very good rate when you go for a mortgage or if you're applying for a personal loan. Now, the survey was done on people with high credit scores, and this is some of the information they came up with. They said you need to look over your free annual credit report because there can be huge errors on there, like accounts that don't even belong to you. However, there are also little tiny things that can come up, and they said focus on the little stuff too. When you dispute each minor problem, you can raise your score as much as 80 points. And all you have to do to go in and dispute something is to order your free credit report and fill out a dispute form with a reporting bureau. If they're legitimate, they'll be removed. But not a bad thing to know that you're going to get some points just for disputing something. Also, when your monthly payments are on time, even if you have a high amount on your credit card, that is really going to give you a high score. So they really, really check on this, and it's not required by law, but companies will be happy to respond to this, giving out this information if they are asked. So when you're on time with payments, that makes all the difference in the world. And as I mentioned, high credit card amounts, apparently, and this doesn't make sense, but apparently if you've got a high amount of credit card usage, the highest credit card scores, they never have a zero balance on the credit card. They use up to 25% or more of their credit. And then what they do, though, they do pay it off. And that's showing the credit bureaus that you're responsible. And if you can, pay your credit card bills a little bit earlier, do it, and they will be pleased as punch. All of this shows up on the credit report. And another thought that I wanted to share with you today, because we're always interested in knowing how to save, but this was a tip that just did not even, never even cross my mind. It's a study from the research team out of Harvard, Columbia, and University of California, Riverside, saying, when you're positive, you're more likely to focus on long-term financial goals, which means you're not likely to splurge on unnecessary items, and you're more willing to see how you can save in every way. And they make a tip, or give a tip, that if you find that you are vulnerable to, let's say, going out and doing splurge shopping, just to make you feel good, they say, listen to an uplifting song, watch a funny video tube on YouTube, or do something else. In other words, get sidetracked. And that way, you'll be able to keep your focus. And I can guarantee you, if you're consistent about saving, I don't care if it's $25 a month, you are going to find yourself amazed at how much money accumulates. A little bit here, a little bit there. There was a very famous fashion designer. His name was Blackwell. And I'll never forget something that he shared on an interview that was done with him. And he was very, very conscious about how to use money. And of course, being in the fashion industry, it is an extravagant environment that he was living in. But his mother taught him at an early age, whenever you have any change, I don't care if it's 2 pennies, I don't care if it's a fistful, put it in a container. Put it in your piggy bank. put it somewhere, and leave it alone. And every year at the end of the year, he would take it out and count it. And he said to his amazement, he found that he had saved hundreds of dollars. You know, I did that. And for a number of years, I put all of my change into a special container. And that was my money for the holidays. And it worked. It worked. It's amazing. A little bit here, a little bit there. Think of McDonald House. Think of the MS collection jars and other jars that are at your grocery stores in so many different places, and you put in your loose change. All of that adds up. Why not do that for yourself? It's a good tip, I think. A good thing to add to your to-do list, maybe for this year of 2013. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to take a break. Don't go away. We'll be back in just a moment.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about the side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep at night because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have, cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without the side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you hurt. We want to help. We are so sure that Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want the pain relief without the side effects, ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is available at Duane Reade, Quick Check Pharmacies, and Wegmans. Ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007 for a store near you. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
As a counselor, Donna Sebo is available for private consultations by appointment. These can be done by telephone or in person. If you'd like to schedule an appointment with Donna, call 253-582-5604 or 800-872-8852. That's 253-582-5604.
Hi, this is Donna. Welcome back. Well, we have got, I've got a story here that I think is very intriguing. The paranormal is of interest to everyone. All of us have synchronicities or unique experiences in our lives, and we wonder, wow, does it happen to anyone else? Of course it does. It happens to a lot of people, very, very famous people. And, oh, by the way, if you want to give me a call, 888-627-6008, and I'll be glad to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. In 1944, August the 15th, nearly 400 planes were discharged, over 5,000 paratroopers. They discharged over 5,000 paratroopers into the French Riviera. We were at war, obviously. American trooper Eugene Brizzi landed very, very hard. Rugged thing to do in an area that you cannot really see very well. He managed to catch up with his company, and he dug in. Battle was what they were there for. Now, he was exhausted, and he had found a place near a farmhouse, and when he woke up, he noticed his dog tags were gone. Now, this is the rest of his story. Brissy's dog tags were returned to him when he revisited the area 45 years later. A woman by the name of Colette, who actually lived in that farmhouse, had raked them up 8 years previously. She had been unable to find him in a local cemetery or at the address on the tags, and she tucked them into an envelope inside of a drawer. In 1989, her husband, whose name was Fred, approached one of only two of the veterans at a reunion of more than 500 soldiers who knew Brissy. The Says and Mr. Brissy were connected, and his tags were returned. Yes, his tags were returned many years later. Now, Churchill, Winston Churchill, yes, very famous man, former Prime Minister of Great Britain, he loved entertaining, and he did that even during wartime. He refused to let World War II get in the way. I'll share the rest of the story about Winston Churchill in just a moment. Let's go to our first caller, first name or initial, and where are you calling in from?
Hi, good morning, Donna. This is Caroline from New Jersey, and it's my first time calling.
Well, Caroline, I'm so delighted that you are calling. Where are you in New Jersey?
Well, I'm in the Jersey Shore, which right now it's beautiful, considering after the hurricane, the weather's beautiful, but the skies are very divine. That's all I could tell you. There's magic in New Jersey.
That is wonderful to hear.
I see angels. I see angels in the clouds. I got the goosebumps.
You have got the soul of a poet and an artist. Let me give you some information, hon, and then you're welcome to ask me a question about anything that you like. Now, Carolyn, I'm noticing that you have been under a great deal of stress. You're juggling a lot of different components in your life. This is nothing new. But you're feeling that it's wearing on you physically, and you're correct. It is. So you need to honor and respect the fact that you do need your rest. And I don't care whether you go in and take a nap. I don't care if you isolate yourself somewhere where you can just sit in meditation. That is wonderfully rejuvenating energy-wise. I don't care how you do it. But you need to have that quiet time because you are a person that when you're rested, you have clarity, and you've got four major decisions that are coming up in the next 2.5 to 3 months. Each one of these decisions will require a clarity of mind because each of these decisions will have a major impact on your lifestyle. Now, it doesn't mean you're going backwards. It merely means that you're choosing to make some choices for change. And it could be anything from relocation to working with a budget. However, whatever it is, that's fine. But it is your rest and your quiet time that is enabling you to keep perspective. So be totally selfish about this. I don't care if it's maybe you go out and walk for a half hour or an hour, but this is your time, and it's between you and God, and that's all. You don't involve anybody else in it. And this is going to enable you to keep the focus you need to keep for this year. If I were to choose a word that would epitomize what this year represents for you, it is focus. I would add a secondary word, clarity, because the two of them are partners. They belong together. When you have focus, you can have clarity. When you have clarity, you can have focus. They really work together well. And that is what you need to remember because the last 5 years you've had ups and downs that are just unbelievable and you haven't talked very much about them to other people. So I want you to honor and respect yourself because you are going to have a very productive year. I'm not seeing the financial picture going up dramatically. I'm seeing a stability. So trust, have focus, you'll have the clarity. With the clarity, you'll be able to have focus and maintain the direction of change that you're wanting to implement. Do you have a question for me?
Wow. You are so right. That's why I'm even calling, because I have been so tired. I'm helping somebody, and I'm focusing on a lot of things, and sometimes I care about my neighborhood and all kinds, like you said, there's all kinds of stuff, and I just can't even start one or initiate anything, and I have, and then I have to put it aside because I am just exhausted, and I understand why, you know. It's exactly what you, everything that you just said is the reason why I called.
Well, bless your heart, hon. And you're more than welcome, and thank you for calling. Tell your friends about the show. And my goodness, we're out of time. This hour has just flown by. Goodness gracious. I'm so, thank you so much for being with me. And to all of you listening, I'm so grateful for you being there. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. This is a wonderful experience that we have called life. Problems, challenges, they're there to help us grow. It makes us stronger and more aware of how special this gift of life really is. Enjoy your day. Blessings upon you. Have an awesome weekend. And we'll be back here, same time, same place, on Monday. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.